tongue to the place, to the one who raised from the dead. Oh, come and see the risen King.
Hello, this is Misty Reese, and I would like to welcome you this day as I share with you the things of the kingdom of God. It is my hope that in sharing, you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that in believing, you find life through the name of Jesus. Hello, this is Misty, and I would like to welcome you once again this week. And I would like to begin in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where we find what the gospel is. And if you remember, each week I have stated how we are told to stand in it and to keep it in memory. What was preached to us? What did we receive? Well, we received the gospel each week. We're hearing that gospel be preached. And here it is in verses 3 and 4. How that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. And that is the gospel. Romans 1, verse 16, and I want to talk about this today. It states, "For I am not ashamed, I'm not timid, I'm not afraid to trust in the gospel of Christ. For it is the power of God." What is the power of God? The gospel, what I just declared unto you. "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek." Do you know that that power of God is the ability of God? And Romans 1:16 is telling us that that gospel of Christ is the ability of God that's available for our salvation to everyone that believes. So what is salvation? You know, yes, salvation is being born again, and we want that. But salvation also is everything we have need of every day. And I don't know about you, but I need something every day. When I was teaching, there were things I needed. I can recall numerous things that would happen through the day, and I needed some salvation. If we are sick and we need to be healed, we need salvation. If we need money and we get it, that's salvation. If we need a job, that's been me before, and I got it, that was salvation. Salvation is whatever we have need of. And when we get that salvation, do you realize that was the power of God working? That was the ability of God working to bring us that salvation. And it comes through believing the gospel, which I just preached to you. The death, burial, and resurrection. That's where that salvation comes from. That's the power of God. I would like to begin by sharing with you a couple of examples to get started today out of Daniel chapter 2. And the Lord directed me to read this the other day, and it just greatly encouraged me and it ministered to me. Nebuchadnezzar was a king at this time. He would use witchcrafts like the astrologers and the magicians and the soothsayers to receive things from them. If he wanted to know something, he went to them and required of them what they knew to tell him. Well, he had had a dream, and he went back to them inquiring what they could interpret from this dream, and they couldn't interpret it. And so he becomes angry, and he wants to have all the wise men destroyed. Daniel, who is a servant of God, Daniel hears about this. And Daniel was considered one of the wise men as well, but Daniel was a servant of God. So when Daniel hears that Nebuchadnezzar is going to destroy all the wise men, Daniel goes to see the king. And that's where I want to get started today, in verse 16. "Then Daniel went in and desired of the king that he would give him time and that he would show the king the interpretation. Then Daniel went to his house and made the thing known to Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, his companions, that they would desire mercies of the God of heaven concerning this secret, that Daniel and his fellows should not perish with the rest of the wise men of Babylon. Then was the secret revealed unto Daniel in a night vision. Then Daniel blessed the God of heaven. Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings, and he setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise, and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee. For thou hast now made known unto us the king's matters. Do you see who gave him that revelation of what that interpretation was? It was God. So Daniel goes on to tell Nebuchadnezzar the interpretation. And you know what Nebuchadnezzar wants to do? He wants to worship everything but God. Look at chapter 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 80 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it up in the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, the judges, the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. He's not going to worship God. He's going to worship something else. He's going to worship this gold image. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, they weren't going to do that. They knew the God that they served. Well, it was noticed that they were not going to fall down and worship this gold image. Verse 14, Nebuchadnezzar spake and said unto them, Is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Do not you serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? Now if you be ready at that what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the image which I have made. Well, but if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And look what they say. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They were not going to give in and worship another god. They knew the god they served. Verse 19, Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and the form of his visage was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake, and he commanded that they should heat the furnace 7 times more than it was wont to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats, and their hosen, and their hats, and their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The ones that took them up to throw them in the fiery furnace got burned up their own selves. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound, into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonied, and rose up in haste, and spake, and said unto his counselors, Did not we cast 3 men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, True, O king. He answered and said, Lo, I see 4 men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace, and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you servants of the Most High God, come forth and come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, and captains, and the king's counselors, being gathered together, saw these men, upon whose bodies the fire had no power, nor was a hair of their heads singed. Neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants and trusted in him, and have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they may not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Do you know that's the God we serve? That very one. I want to give you another account to look at in Daniel and chapter 6. So let's go there real quick. This same Daniel, he had become preferred above all the presidents and the princes because of the spirit he had in him. He had the spirit of God in him. Verse 4. Then the presidents and the princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, and it's a new king, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom, the governors and the princes, the counselors and the captains have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. So they're after Daniel. They're wanting to catch him. So what does he do? Look at verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Verse 16, then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? 21. Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lions' mouths, and they have not hurt me, for as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Look at 25. Then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel, for he is the living God, and steadfast forever, and his kingdom, that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth. Who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions? That is the God we serve. I would like to share this next song with you, How Great is Our God, by the My Girls.
How great
we access that same God that delivered Daniel out of the lion's den, that same God that delivered Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego out of that fiery furnace? Do you know how we access that same God, that same power? Let's look at John chapter 14, verse 6. And this is Jesus speaking. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. We access the Father. We access that power of God through believing on the Lord Jesus. Through believing that gospel, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. Let's look at John 17, verse 3. And this is Jesus speaking again. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Well, Jesus died, Jesus was buried, and he rose again. And that's what we want to look at now. That power of God that raised Jesus from the dead. That ability of God that raised him from the dead. In Matthew chapter 27, we're going to see where they took Jesus and they crucified him. Beginning in verse 26. Then released the Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it on his head, and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him, and took the reed, and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off of him, and put his own raiment on him, and led him away to crucify him. I'm in 34. They gave him vinegar to drink, mingled with gall, and when he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there, and set up over his head his accusation, written, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. They mocked him even up unto the very end. Verse 40, And saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God. Let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Well, you know what? That same God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that we just had been talking about, was going to raise this man from the dead. Verse 46. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Verse 50. Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom, and the rocks did quake, and the rocks rent. And the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints which slept arose, and came out of the graves after his resurrection, and went into the holy city, and appeared unto many. You know, that's going to happen again. The dead in Christ are going to rise again when Jesus comes back, and people will see that very thing. Verse 57, When the even was come, there came a rich man of Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus's disciple. He went to Pilate, and he begged the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out in the rock. And he rolled a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. Chapter 28. Look what the power of God can do. Look what the power of God did. Verse 1. In the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning, and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the women, Fear not ye, for I know that ye seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Who raised him from the dead? God. That is the ability of God. That is the power of God right there that raised Jesus from the dead. That power is available to us every day. We have access every day to that power through believing on the Lord Jesus, through believing that gospel, that death, burial, and that resurrection that we just read. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in heavenly places. Far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. That is the power of God. And it said right there, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe? To usward who believe. Do you believe? If you believe on the Lord Jesus, if you believe that death, burial, and resurrection, you have access to the power of God, to the ability of God to work in your life for salvation, for whatever you have need of. And I would like to share a quick testimony about the power, the ability of God being worked in my life when I needed some salvation. I was teaching at a school, and I had made a decision that I believed was right in a situation. And when I made it, it made a lot of people mad, so much so that the administration got involved. And I was brought in to the administration and questioned about this decision I made. And I made the decision believing it was in the best interest. And basically, when it came down to it, I was asked to change that situation. Basically was asking me to make an exception. And I did not believe that was right. It came down so much so that I knew if God allowed it, that they could let me go. They could fire me. They could, at the end of the year, not renew my contract. Whatever it was. And I needed to have a job. I went home and I told my husband about it. And I told him, I'm not budging off of this. And he said, Misty, you need to consider that you might have to humble yourself. I didn't know what would be required in that. But I knew that instead of getting so headstrong about what I was going to do, I needed to consider what was God directing me to do. You know, it says to acknowledge him in all thy ways, and he will direct thy paths. That's what I was having to do. And so I humbled myself to hear what the Lord was instructing. So when I was driving into work the next day or a couple days later, I don't remember, I was talking to the Lord Jesus. I needed to have access to the Father. I needed to have access to that power of God to work. And I was believing the gospel. I was believing Jesus. All I knew how. And I said, I can humble myself. And I said, it is my job to believe, and it is your job to work it out. And I finished the rest of my drive-in not knowing what was going to happen, because there was nothing in my heart that was telling me any different than what decision I had already made. So I drove into school that day, and as I was getting out of my car and walking in, I ran into a person who was involved in a situation and who had the authority within that school to change something. They turned around, not knowing I was coming, out of their mouth said, you know what? Do whatever you want to do. I don't care. And walked out the door. And in that second, just like that, the whole situation changed. It was dropped, never spoken of again, done. That is the power of God. That is the ability of God. That was salvation. I encourage you to call on the name of Jesus. I encourage you to believe his death, his burial, and his resurrection that you heard today. Because when you do, you have access to the Father. You have access to that power of God working in your life for whatever you have need of. Until next time, God bless. Thank you for joining me today. I would love to hear from you. You may email me at mistyreesewateroflife@gmail.com. That's MISTYREESE, wateroflife@gmail.com. Or you may write to me at Misty Reese, care of Water of Life Church, P.O. Box 861327, Plano, Texas, 75086.